What do they do well?
We did have a great spring. Whenever you get a new offensive coordinator, a new system, it's a new re-energized. We feel like it's a new start. And playing in Ohio, it's just, there's something about it where you can get rolling. And it's been a lot of fun. And I think our guys have had fun making big plays. No, I mean, I don't think so. It was nice to get back out there with the guys, but I wasn't out there thinking about any injury or anything like that. But it definitely was nice to be out there in front of a bunch of fans and compete with the guys.
Can you talk about transitioning back to a fast-paced offense and the process and how you're dealing with it?
Right. I think we've done a good job for these 15 days, kind of picking up the tempo and really picking up the pace. We got, I think it was 111 plays in today, which is pretty good. We were efficient, and that's something that Coach Muschamp says is going to be it's going to be our edge on offense. So we're going to have to continue to build that and play fast.
Did you notice after the first?
Yeah, I mean, it's not getting back to it. He started it. We weren't used to it. We were used to huddling, so that was different. Just getting out there, just practicing without a huddle was a lot different for a lot of guys. So that was different. But I think that as camp wore on, the guys on offense and defense got more conditioned and more used to the tempo, and that's just something that we're going to have to continue to build over the summer and into fall.
Yeah, going into the adjustment that first few days was.
Yeah, it was rough, but not so much for me, but for the offensive linemen, for the receivers, have to run downfield or block somebody for a few seconds, then run back and do it all over again. That's pretty tough, but it's going to take a lot of effort on our part to be to be in condition enough to be able to run this offense at a high level.
Jeff, going into the summer, you're a little more limited in what you can do. What kind of things can you guys work on to kind of improve the offense still?
Yeah, the summer is for timing on the offensive side. We're going to have to throw a lot and get our timing down. You can't go back into fall camp without being in rhythm. So we're going to have to do that. But we're used to that. We've done that the past few summers. It's nothing new to us. And we're looking forward to it.
What
does
it like
to sound like? Adam's a great guy. He's never one that the players are really written off, but I know that he doesn't get as much as, not credit, but you never really hear about Adam Lane. And you never really know how good he is until you see him live. He's a guy who not too many people are going to want to tackle. So I'm rooting for him, and he's had a really good spring.
And then with Pittman and Showers coming on the spot, some of the second-year receivers, what has that done for you as a quarterback just having more options?
I mean, that's great. I'm proud of those guys. A lot of guys have made a lot of good plays for me this spring, and like I've been saying, we're going to have to continue to build our timing and our trust with each other over the summer. But as a quarterback, you can never have too many weapons on the outside.
What are the steps, main steps you've taken a year ago and now thinking that way
about it? I just think the more snaps you get as a quarterback, the more confidence you're going to have. I think I'm seeing the field extremely well. I don't know if that's because I've gotten more experience and more confidence. I think that just comes with playing more football. But I think I really am seeing the field really well right now, and it's allowing the game to slow down for me.
And this offense, what is kind of brought out in you?
I mean, I think as a quarterback, when you're in a no huddle type deal, that you can really get in a rhythm. So we do have a lot of quick game, and when you start getting completion after completion, it kind of builds your confidence and gets you in a rhythm that sometimes it's tough for the defense to break you up.
Did you feel like today that the process started out a little slow, mm-hmm. and a couple of key series where you were in?
Right. I mean, we're going to have plays where we're going to take a shot where it's not going to be as high level or high completion percentage, but the majority of our offense, our passing offense, is based on getting the ball out, getting in the receiver's hands, and making them make a play after they catch the ball. And I think we had a lot of yak today, When we got the ball in the receiver's hands, they made plays for me. So that's a big part of our offense.
How much have you worked on ball placements?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, especially on short running routes. You want to put in a spot where they can catch and run. But like I said, anytime you can get yards after catch for those receivers, it's huge.
Skyler and Wilbur got a lot of snaps today. How do you think they looked?
I thought they did a good job. We had, I think, like I said, 111 plays, and we only had one turnover. That's pretty impressive. We were accurate for the most part, and it's not always easy against our defense. So, I mean, I thought they did a great job. And, you know, I'm really proud of those two. They had a good spring.
Coach said he's still looking for that consistent playmaker. Who do you see eventually being a Megatron-type for Florida? Is there a guy that you think can be that down the road, 2 years down the road, a year down the road?
No, there's not too many Megatrons out there. I think that Quentin Dunbar has been a guy this is his fifth year. He's been consistent. He's made big plays, and I think he's really going to emerge this year and really break through. Ahmad Fullwood, he's a huge target out there. He's improved his ball skills every day since he's been here. And DeMarcus Robinson is a home run threat on every play. So I think those are three receivers with big bodies who can make some big-time plays.
Jeff, what does Trent Brown do for you guys at guard?
I mean, he can maul people out there. He's big, physical, and he can move his feet really well for being his size. So, I mean, when you look at the tape, you see some of the blindside-type blocks, you know. It's pretty impressive.
Is it weird playing behind a guy that's 6'8"? Do you have trouble seeing over him?
No, not too much. He plays with good pad level, so that's also a benefit of being 6'4".
How many running plays are in there that we just weren't seeing today? Chances that you have to run and things like that.
Talking about me running?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of our plays are based on reading different, the defensive end or reading a linebacker, and you don't get the looks all the time, but when you do get the perfect look, you can hit a really big play with the quarterback running. And I had a couple runs where I think that would have got more yards than I was given credit for. So it's kind of hard to tell when the QB has a red jersey on.
Two-point question here. After installing offense, you spoke about wanting to show how confident you are. Coach Muschamp talked about confidence of the offense being a huge priority. How would you assess today yourself and the offense today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were really efficient. We moved the ball really well. We only turned it over one time. We only had one penalty on offense. So I think when you're not beating yourself up, you can really, really gain momentum and gain confidence. And we had some big plays, and that's just something that we're going to have to continue to do in order to have a good offense, and I think we will.
How much of that is belief in this system?
I mean, it's a lot. You have to believe in the scheme, which I'm sure that our guys do. When you turn on the film of Duke from the last few years, they spread the ball around. They give it to a bunch of guys, and a bunch of guys are making big plays. So when you see that from another team, it's exciting when you look at our skill players on offense.
All right.